You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified Podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build the social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Welcome to Social Selling Simplified. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and today I have Aubrey Malik, who has a podcast called Mom with Purpose. And her mission is about helping women live a powerful and purpose-fueled life. She's all about teaching them how they can take action and get out of their own way. And she's also a boy mom of two. So thank you so much for being on the podcast today, Aubrey.
I'm so excited to be here, Ashley. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so I want to jump in, first of all, to your story and tell us a little bit about what you do and how you came to do what you do.
It's been quite the evolution. I took the normal path that everyone takes straight out of high school, go to college, get the degree, get the master's degree, and get the job. And my degree was in teaching, and I taught at the elementary level for a few years before I found out I was pregnant with my first son, and I loved everything about teaching, and I can't say anything bad about it, but the second that I became a mom, my world flipped on its axis, and everything changed, and I knew that if I could find a way to be able to be at home with my son, that was what I needed to do. That was what I was being pulled and called to do. Yeah. My parents both were very hardworking, and they had to work long hours, and they did what they needed to do, but I always thought about what would it have been like to have my mom there to always pick me up and drop me off, and if I was homesick, and they just couldn't do that, and I knew that that was something that I really wanted to be able to have with my children, especially when they were growing up, when they were first born. Like, I wanted to be the one to take care of them, and I really tried, like, a lot of different things. I went through my son's first almost 2 years still teaching full time. And when I was pregnant with my second son, I really realized that something had to change, that I needed to find something that allowed me to have flexibility to be at home and to be the mom that I always wanted to be. And I swear it was just like a sign, you know, like it landed right on my lap. I had never heard of freelancing before. And all of a sudden, like, it opened up my eyes to all the possibilities of being able to use all the skills and all the talents that I had, everything that I had learned along the way of becoming a teacher. I could use those talents to help other entrepreneurs who needed help with social media and writing blog posts and creating content. Those were all things that I either knew that I could do or that I could learn how to do. And so I started doing that, and it picked up way more than I ever thought. And I didn't have to return back to my teaching job. I replaced my teaching income, and I knew that this was the vehicle that was going to allow me to be the mom that I always wanted to be. And as that, you know, was really ramping up and doing really well, I started thinking about, okay, I still feel this pull that I can help in a grander scale, and I can help more women who have been in my place, who have felt very similar feelings and needing help navigating those things, because the online world, it's new and it's exciting, but it also can be really hard to try to navigate that, because there's not as many people cheering you on as when you just get your regular job. There's not that much support. So I wanted to be able to provide a way for women to feel like we're connected and to feel like they had someone who was on the other end, just like listening to them and basically being their best friend and just sharing anything that I had learned. So that's what led me to start my podcast. And from there, being able to help women with their productivity and their mindset of just how to make their online business more than just a hobby and really take it to the next level. So that's kind of how I've evolved and what I've done, from teacher to freelancer now to an online coach. But it's been the best evolution. And I really feel like I needed to go through all those steps in order to arrive to where I am now and to figure out that this was what I was meant to be doing.
And so what would you say that people come to you for now? Like, what is the main thing, your sweet spot that you help online entrepreneurs or women do?
So the main thing that the question that I get asked a lot is, I talk a lot about how I was able to leave my teaching job, and people will say, okay, Aubrey, well, how did you do it? And freelancing was the vehicle that got me there, but it was all the things that I was doing in the background to work on me. Because I was a mom of a 2-year-old. At the time when I started, I was 7 months pregnant. So just coming up on getting ready to have 2 little boys and wondering how I was going to find the time to do it. And so it really took me looking at my schedule and really getting clear about how much I needed to work, when I could work, what I needed to focus on, and really getting clear and avoiding all those distractions to make this successful. And then on the flip side of that, it was also me getting over those fear of failures and like how to be confident when you're talking to a client and how to bounce back after a client lets you go or after you reach a setback or something like that. So it was those 2 things that really helped me to continue to go. If I didn't have those 2 main pillars of who I am, being productive and really working on my mindset, I don't think that I would have been successful. So while when people come to me, I say, yes, it was freelancing, but these were really the things, like it could be anything. You could, you know, start a blog, start an Etsy shop. You could be in network marketing. But I really truly think that unless you are really clear on how you can be productive and how you can carve out time in your business and how you can really get over those mindset things, you're going to stay stuck. So those are the 2 main pillars that I really help women when they come to me, because those are the things that I find that if they don't have those things, it's just not going to be as successful as they would like it to be. It could be, but they might find themselves getting stuck, and I want to help them navigate those roadblocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's such a great point, because everybody has ideas of things that they could either do to start a new way of income or things that they could do in their business. But the one that wins is the one that gets things done. And whether that's a B+, like it doesn't have to be perfect, but you have to be executing to grow your business. That's just the way that this works.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's really hard to go from being an employee of someone who tells you exactly when to be somewhere and what you need to do and what things you need to get accomplished in the day. And now you're sitting in front of a computer and you're like, oh shoot, what do I do? How do I make, you know, what do I need to accomplish? So it's really getting crystal clear on what you need to accomplish. And I think the biggest thing for me, and that I see a lot in a lot of people, is the distractions. There are so many distractions, especially if you're working online. Like, you can easily go on Facebook and Instagram and you can get lost in the scroll and you can be on Pinterest. And how do I navigate those things? How do I, when someone's not looking over my shoulder, if I don't have to worry about someone, you know, seeing my computer screen, you have to kind of be in that self-control. And that's really hard for people to overcome. So I really try to help give strategies that women can use as they're doing this, as they're a full-time mom, as they've got kids crawling up them, how can I still build my business?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is a thing a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with. I know when I made that transition from working in corporate to where I had to report to someone, I knew what the priorities were, to then all of a sudden making those decisions and then having to execute on them. It's a whole different game. So I want to dive into how to get your head wrapped around what are the most important things in your business. Because I think productivity comes from a place of being really clear about what needs to be done. Like, that's one of those pillars of being successful. You've really got to know, what does productivity look like? And I also love that question of, if you were an employee, would you be worth what you're paying yourself? That question always like gets me too, right? Because sometimes the way that when you do have that flexibility, it can play amongst your productivity. And if you sit down to do something, like how long is it actually taking you and what are you getting accomplished? So maybe we can start with that. So like, how do you set up that framework for being productive and knowing what the important things are in your schedule?
So I think one of the first things that I had to kind of come to the realization of is, I'm not a morning person. mm-hmm. but I get the most work done in the morning. So that was something that I really had to, and even before I, when I was still working full time, I was getting up every morning and working from 5 to 7. I would get up, I would already have everything all laid out, ready to go, so that I could, as soon as I was done getting my work done, I could pop in the car and head out. And that was, it was a hard time. It was one of those like ramp up hustle times. But for me, it's like, I knew that if I tried to come home after a full day of working, mm-hmm. I wasn't going to be in the right headspace. So I think it's hard for some people because it's like, well, you know, then I'm cutting in on my sleep. But then, okay, so it's also thinking about what things are you doing in your day that you probably could cut out, where you could carve in some other time. So one of the first things that I have women who come to me, I have them create like a daily inventory. What does a day look like for you? What do you do? What time do you get up? What do you do? How long is your commute? Do you have to go to a job? Different things like that. And I want to spell it all out. And when it's on paper, you can really start to see, okay, mm-hmm. maybe from 9 to 10 at night, instead of watching TV, maybe go to bed at 9. And mm-hmm. then now you have, you've gotten a little bit more sleep and freed up that time so that you can start me up. I honestly, some people are night owls. I don't know. I just have that hard, like being a mom and going all day long, mm-hmm. like at night, I just, my brain would not work. Sometimes I have to do it, but knowing that I have that time in the morning carved out where I can really get focused and there's not all these distractions. It's not, the day hasn't even started for anyone else in my house and I can have peace and quiet. I can sip my coffee and I can really stay focused on what I need to accomplish. So sometimes it's looking at your schedule and thinking about what are those time wasters? What are those things that I'm doing during the day that I could cut out so that I could make time? Because we all have the same amount of hours in the day. There's 24 hours in a day. Mm-hmm. It's not like you get more time, but what are you doing within those 24 hours? And are there things within that time that you can cut out for the time being mm-hmm. so that you can make this a priority? And it's really about looking at, is this business for you? What you're trying to accomplish, is it a priority? And if it is, then you might have to take out some other things in your schedule to make time for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I maybe think of two things that were really important when I was ramping up. The first one is something called Parkinson's Law, where the amount of time you give yourself to do something expands. So mm-hmm. if you say it's going to take 3 hours to whatever it is, write an email, write a social media post, whatever it may be, it's going to take you that amount of time. So I think like, you know, being efficient with that time as you're looking at your schedule, which you're going to have a really good reflection after you write out all those like daily responsibilities mm-hmm. and tasks. And I remember another exercise around that, those same lines with writing those things out, is a mentor of mine had me write, okay, so what is this task worth per hour? Because there are certain things that we do that are worth $10 an hour. There's certain things that we do in our business that are worth $100 an hour. Like if you're building a funnel or building an email, like those can be more high value tasks in your business. So being really honest about where you're spending your time amongst those tasks, I think can be really helpful in cutting out that extra layer of, well, I need to do this. And, you know, I think sometimes what happens is, especially when you work on social media, like the amount of time that you spend scrolling, mm-hmm. I'm here to make an Insta story, but then an hour goes by and you haven't done anything because you've been just like seeing what other people are up to. So mm-hmm. I think that's a really good sort of gut check about where you're at.
Yeah. And another thing that I've done too, is I think it's so easy that to look at the tasks that we might have to do in the day. And we want to start to tackle those easy tasks first, mm-hmm. like answering my emails, it really doesn't take a lot of brain power for me. So I might want to go and do that, or like going in and maybe engaging on Instagram, or, you know, answering DMs. Those things don't take a lot of my brain power. So I might want to do those things first. Mm-hmm. But what I found is I actually have to flip it. I have to do those things that are going to take a lot of my brain power. I have to do those things first. So that might mean like writing a blog post. That's going to take a lot of my time because I'm going to have to research and do that. So I'm going to do that first mm-hmm. because by the end of the day, when I've been working all day and I really don't have a lot of energy left, I can answer those emails. I can go back in and respond to those DMs. It's not going to take me much. But think about if you did it in the flip way, you saved your really hard task for the end of the day, mm-hmm. what's going to happen? You're like, well, I'm tired. I can't do it today, maybe mm-hmm. tomorrow. And it just gets put off. And so instead of prioritizing, you're procrastinating. So really prioritize what are things that are going to require a lot of your energy, getting those done first. and getting those off your to-do list or your task list or whatever, and then saving those like little mundane tasks that don't require too much of your time for the end of the year, end of your day, and you're going to find you'll be much more successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like that idea of like eat the frog first.
Yeah.
do the hardest thing first, or the thing that, like you said, yeah, will require the most brain power, because usually those things are the ones that actually are tied to making more revenue as well. Exactly. Being in your email box is always one of those things that's like, that's not where sales are typically made. Typically,
right, exactly.
So it's important to look at that. Okay, I love that. So we've talked about step number one with looking at, you know, deciding if you're that morning person and where you can get sort of the biggest bang for your buck with your schedule and really tracking that. And then step number two is to focus in on what those more brain power required tasks are. Start with those at the beginning of your day to make sure that you knock those out first.
Yeah.
Awesome. What other tips would you have for those that are moms out there that really struggle and maybe their day is broken up? Maybe they don't have a full day to hammer down and, you know, kind of buckle in. So they're kind of working around that nap time hustle. What other things would you recommend, or how did you navigate that when you were building your business?
So that's really what I do a lot of the time. I mean, I have my boys full time. My oldest does go to school, so that kind of breaks it up a little bit. But mainly I have like a 2-hour chunk in the morning, like an hour chunk midday if my youngest gives me his nap. And then I have my afternoon nap time. And so a lot of what I had to do is, I think, especially when you're at home, you can get in that mode of like, oh, I'm just going to sit on the couch and relax. Mm-hmm. So what I had to do is I had to, number one, create a separate space that I felt like I was going into, because that kind of helped get my mind right. And then I think the biggest thing that helped me, because a lot of people will say, oh, I get distracted easily. Mm-hmm. I have to, you know, I can't sit in front of a TV and watch TV, because then I'm giving half of my attention to the work and half of my attention to the TV, and either really is getting my full attention. And a big thing for me was turning off my notifications on my phone, because I was reading this study that if you're in the middle of your work and you're like going, and you're feeling so creative, and you see a notification pop up on your phone, even if you don't like open that notification, just looking at it, it'll take you 25 minutes to get back into that full on creative mode, because that you see that notification and it's just crazy how much that can have a power over you.
Oh,
but
wow.
Really it is, because then you're like, oh, I wonder what they commented, or I wonder what, you know, and then and like you talked about, then you go online and you're like, oh, I was just going to look to see what this person said. And now you're stuck in the scroll. And then you're like, oh, well, where did those 30 minutes go? And especially when you're a mom and you know, like my boys are decent nappers, but if you know, like you only have an hour and a half or 2 hours, that time is crucial. And honestly, if you were focused for that hour and a half or 2 hours, you really could get a lot of accomplished. So I don't have any of my notifications turned on. Facebook notifications are off. Instagram notifications are off. They're never on, because nothing to me is that important where I feel like I need to see it in that moment. Mm-hmm. There's times when I will, you know, when I'm not working, I can go on Instagram and I can look and I can get those notifications, but nothing to me is that important where I need to see it in that moment. And so having that on, I tried the other way where I just turned my phone over, but then I felt like I was constantly flipping it back over and looking at my phone. So that was a big thing for me, because I felt like I could kind of disconnect and be focused on the work, because I, you know, you always have those lingering feelings of that FOMO. What am I missing out on? What if I, you know, what if someone just posted something? Like, nothing is that important. And so for me, it was really kind of getting in that headspace of knowing I don't have 8 hours in a day, because honestly too, I'm sure people who sit at a job from 9 to 5, you probably could get a lot of the work accomplished in a shorter period of time, but because you have to be there from 9 to 5, you have to be there from 9 to 5. So if you condensed it and you really got focused in a small chunk of time, you could get a lot more accomplished. And then you would feel so much better about, you know, breaking away and going and waking your kids up and being there for all the other things. I'm so focused during my time that I know that during my family time, that's my family time. And I don't have to worry about all the other things on my to-do list, because I know it's already carved out and I already have that window when I'm going to get those things done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I think you reminded me of a couple of things with, I had read the book, The 4-Hour Work Week. Now this is back a while ago now, probably 12 years ago, we first read this book and about this idea that it doesn't take everyone 8 hours a day to get their work done. And I remember I was coaching a sales team at that time in the fitness industry, and I had this guy, and like, there was just nothing I could do that I felt like I could do to get him motivated. He was just like, I just remember like he was a bit of a, in the gym I worked in, he was a bit of a, you know, as they would maybe say, a little bit of a meathead. He was doing like ketosis. He'd have like roast beef all over his agenda. Like he was just like, it was gross. So I thought, you know what? Like, well, what if I try to motivate him in a different way? And maybe what I do is I say, well, like you can go when your work's done, when you get, you know, these are the sales markers that have to be done. And, you know, we'll see what happens. And he was top in our region that month. So I was like, this is insane. Like this idea that it takes everyone the same amount of time to get work done. No, it's about what's the reward like, or what, you know, what happens when you finish up that work for the day, you know, that is much more motivating to work towards than thinking, oh, I just got to spend all this time doing this. So that was kind of a cool experiment that proved to me that this doesn't just work, you know, for us, it can work for other people too when mm-hmm. we're motivating them. And the thing about the distractions and notifications, I've heard of these CEOs taking a flight, like a flight to Australia, so like 24 hours, just so that they had that interrupted time to get work done. Like wow. that, no distractions. Like there is something to be said about that when you like, let's say you decide not to get the Wi-Fi on the plane and you just decide you're going to hammer stuff out. Like I know I've had a couple of flights recently where I've done that. I've brought a book and something that I wanted to, you know, fill out, worksheets and different things. And like just the amount of work that I could knock out when I don't have distractions, like totally different ball game. So I really love those two tips. So as a recap, we've got create a separate space for yourself mm-hmm. so that you're not like just sitting in front of the TV, you know, going through the motions. And then this other idea of turning off all distractions, all notifications. I think there's actually some apps out there that can help you do that if you're working on a desktop.
Yeah, there is. The hard thing that like, mm-hmm. I think that I found too, was that like, okay, well, sometimes I might have to go and get on these things, but you can set like a certain timer. So you can say like, you know, in 30 minutes, once I think that's how long this other task will take me in 30 minutes, then it will release to let me on Facebook. So there's definitely things that you can do. You just have to be willing to like set that boundary for yourself. And mm-hmm. I think like the hard thing for me was, oh, I can't turn, you know, I can't turn my phone off. What if someone needs me? And so there's other mm-hmm. things, and I'm going to share mm-hmm. my productivity hacks that I have some of these things in there that you can do, because as a mom, we feel like we have to be on all the time. Mm-hmm. If someone needs us, you know, but there are ways around it. And I think that if you really were motivated and said like, okay, well, I want to figure out how I can make it work. You can, there are mm-hmm. things that you can do to make it so that you can stay focused. We don't need all these other things. We don't need, you know, all these other distractions. Like those are just taking time away from you. Because if you think about like how many times would you just get on even for 5 minutes? Okay, well, add those 5 minutes up. How much time could you have spent doing your tasks? You know, mm-hmm. we think, oh my gosh, there, you know, where did the time go? There was no time today to do anything. But think about all the things that maybe you spent your day doing that took away from that. And I'm not saying like we have to be these like robots. Like that's, I think it's important. Like there are days where I'm like, I've done a lot today. I need an hour to unwind. I need an hour to watch trash TV. I need an hour to, you know, just like, I'm not saying that you can't do that, but it's about that prioritize versus procrastination. Prioritize those things first and don't just let them keep being those things that keep sliding off to the next day, to the next day, to the next day. Get those things done first so that at the end of the day, you have that time to say, whew, I can unwind, and not thinking about what I didn't get done today and what I'm going to need to do tomorrow and how much more I'm going to need to work tomorrow. Because that's just going to spiral for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's like the, you know, the reason why people that work out and work out consistently, you get it done in the morning so that right. it doesn't, you know, end up 6 o'clock. You've, you know, just you're cleaning up dinner and then it's, you know, the feels like the least motivating time to get that, you know, that workout in. So,
right. Well, and then you'll find all those excuses of why you can't mm-hmm. and what, you know, but that was the thing for me. That's why waking up was so important, because it's mm-hmm. like, I'm already up. No mm-hmm. one's bothering me. No one else is really like, you know, up on like the social media world. Like I really yeah. have this carved out time of no distractions. why not utilize it? So I think like the biggest battle for me was just getting out of bed. And once I was out of bed, like, okay, I'm up. So now what am I going to do with it?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I know that the other area that, you know, when it comes to productivity that ties into this really tightly is mindset. So can you walk us through what does that look like when you go from employee to CEO with regards to your mindset?
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing that people struggle with is like being in charge of themselves. Like we want that. Like we think like, oh my gosh, it would be so great to work for myself. But then it's like, well, no one's giving me that pat on the back and no one's telling me, you know, what I can and cannot do. And so it's really kind of shifting and putting yourself, now you're in the driver's seat. And that can be like a blessing, like a really great thing, but it also can be like one, like a downfall for you. So it's really, how are you going to navigate that for, you know, getting things done and staying the course and being persistent and being resilient and overcoming these things. I think one of the biggest things and the best things that I've done for myself and for my business is having a group of like accountability people who are in the same space that I am in that I can go to and I can talk with different things on. I can talk to my husband up and down all day and he is a counselor. So he knows that's his field too, but he's not in that same mindset. He is not in the same mindset of you are building a business. You're basically on your own. And how do you navigate all these different setbacks that might come your way? You know, he tries to give me the logical thing, but until I, you know, reached out to other people who were going through it, until I invested in a coach, until I invested in a mastermind, like these were all things that I needed to do because I needed someone who's already carved out that path and has navigated it. I need someone to say, here's my hand. Let me walk you through it. So that was one of the like things that I really had to do because I knew that I couldn't do it alone. I could because I'm resourceful, but it would have taken me that much longer to get there. So it was reaching out and investing in myself, investing in learning. I am the biggest reader. I'm trying to get into Audible. It's so hard for me being a podcast host. I don't know why, but I just like a physical book. It just feels so good to me. So I'm really trying to get into Audible because I know I can read more. I'm trying to be productive. I can get more read if I listen to it. So, but just really pouring back into myself and learning from people who have gone before me and have already navigated through all those things and have already figured it out. That's going to help me get from point A to point B that much faster.
Well, and like you said there, I think with mindset and thinking about, you know, your mindset around being productive, like I know for myself, it's hard to sit down in the middle of the day for me and like, let's say read. But if I am driving somewhere, it's so easy to put in like an audiobook or a podcast and learn while I'm doing something else. I started recently when I do go physically to a gym, because usually I do all my workouts at home. But when I physically do go to a gym, I usually have always loved to listen to music. And for the first time I thought, oh, like maybe I'll try a book. This is what my husband does all the time. And I was like, I don't know if that's going to be motivating for me. And I actually really liked it. Like it was a cool way to utilize that time. So I think being proactive about that, like how can I sort of, you know, as the old saying goes, like kill two birds with one stone, because there's lots of ways. Like I have people tell me all the time, oh, when I'm cleaning the house, I'm listening to your podcast. It's that sort of stuff that's so undervalued. Like you can do a lot with your time if you're like stacking it and you're just mindful of how to get more done.
Right. And I think there's two things that I want to touch on. I think the first thing is that think about the job that you have right now. Like if you have a corporate job, think about all the things, all the steps, all the schooling, all the training that you had to do to get to that position that you're in. And when people are starting their own business, they forget that they have to also do those things. And it might look a little bit different. It's not maybe studying from a textbook or, you know, memorizing certain like techniques or, you know, but there's things that you have to do because you have to, it's a whole new way of looking at the world and how a job looks. And so there's no workaround to that. And what's going to end up happening is if you don't invest in that, if you don't really focus on your mind, you're going to find yourself like spinning in circles. And again, it'll take that much longer to get where you need to go. And what I find is what happens with most people is because it's taking them, they're spinning their wheels mm-hmm. and they're not getting to the root of it. They end up giving up. And that's what I want to help women see is that there are things that you have to do in order to become this CEO, to have this mm-hmm. CEO mindset. There's not a workaround. You have to be willing to do the training, to do the learning, to do all these things, you know, in order to accomplish that. There's not a workaround for that. And then the second thing I wanted to say too is that it brought me back to when I was talking about that daily inventory. A lot of people, like when they look at that, they have like an hour commute. And I'm like, okay, what can we do in that hour commute? We could listen to music, or we could put on a podcast where you could learn if you know you're trying to be a marketing strategist or you're trying to be a Pinterest strategist or something like that. There's literally tons of free knowledge out there. Why waste an hour of your time when you could be learning? I mean, mm-hmm. and it's free. And you don't have to pay a college university X amount of dollars to learn this stuff. You can learn it for free. So it's really, mm-hmm. it's being resourceful and knowing that in order to make this successful for yourself, if you want to have this online business, you're going to have to put in the work of learning these new things and learning how to navigate it from people who have gone before you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's sort of like this idea of slowing down to speed up, that mm-hmm. just jumping in and all of a sudden becoming an entrepreneur, to expect that it's going to take some time, some education, some skill set development. It's, you know, if it was easy, everyone would just jump in right. and be doing it, but that's definitely not the case.
Right. And be super successful. And I think that you would find that the people who are successful, the people who are still, you know, going, that have stayed the course, that have these very successful businesses, mm-hmm. I mean, probably one of their top tips is that they're constantly reading, they're constantly gaining new knowledge because they want to know, okay, if this comes up in my business, well, how did this person do it? Mm-hmm. That's the only way that we learn, is by learning from other people and seeing that the situations that they've gone through and how do they navigate those things and how do they keep pushing forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I love it. So Aubrey, where is the best place for people to connect with you?
My favorite place to hang out is Instagram. I don't have my notifications on, so if you follow me, I won't get it until I get back on, but it is my favorite place to hang out. I love being on stories. I love sending voice DMs. Anyone who sends me a message, they get a voice DM from me. I love having that connection. I post goofy selfies and pictures of my kids. It's just my favorite platform to hang out. So my handle is @AubreyMalek, and my name is spelled AubreE. I get that a lot. A lot of people want to spell it with an EY. And then MALICK. You can find me the same name on all the platforms, my website. And then, like Ashley said, my podcast is Mom with Purpose, and that's on all the podcast platforms as well.
Amazing. And I know you have some productivity hacks and you have a freebie. So where can people find that?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to kind of dive a little bit deeper and see some things that I've implemented into my business that I still use, these are really helpful for me when I was getting started, but I still use them to these days. They're my top 5 productivity hacks to getting things done during your busy day. So you can just head to aubreymalek.com/hacks. HACKS, and you can get that there, download it for free. And I kind of walk you through especially some of the things with the phone, because the phone seems to be one of those trigger things. So I have some tips for you there too.
Awesome. I'll definitely be checking that out. Thank you so much, Aubrey, for being on the show today. And we really appreciate all of your tips and tricks.
Absolutely. Ashley, it was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Are you a health and fitness influencer looking to up your game when it comes to your marketing strategy and keeping your funnel flowing with killer leads? Our monthly marketing funnel membership is for you. This membership gives you monthly done-for-you social media posting templates, Facebook group posts, weekly emails, and a freebie, all written by a professional copywriter to spark curiosity and grab attention. This strategy has been shown to boost engagement as much as 80%. Never worry again about running out of people to connect with this strategic monthly marketing funnel membership. You'll get all the tools you need to post on social media consistently and strategically to attract your ideal customers. You'll be provided with value-packed content to help you serve the people at your table and those watching you in your Facebook group, email list, and social media. Plus, you'll get access to exclusive content and trainings from yours truly to help you continue to grow your business to the level of your dreams. If you're already getting excited, you can get on the waiting list by heading to ashleyshaw.ca/waitinglist. That's ashleyshaw.ca/waitinglist. We'll see you next time on Social Selling Simplified.